Aloha, o kainani ke ia, and welcome back to Papa Olelo Hawaii Makahiki e Kai, Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. In this podcast, we'll discuss some of the pronunciation and spelling rules. These are not found in Nā Kai e Walu, but they can be found in the book and CD set named The Hawaiian Language, Its Spelling and Pronunciation by Kalena Silva and Kawanoe Kamana. It can be purchased at the University of Hawaii at Hilo Bookstore, and may be found at some retail locations. Kapi'apa Hawaii, the Hawaiian alphabet. The Hawaiian spelling used today is basically the same as that established by American missionaries in 1826, who were influenced by English missionaries in the South Pacific. Hawaiian spelling is therefore very similar to the spelling used for Samoan, Tahitian, Maori, and Tongan. There are five vowel sounds: A, E, I, O, U, and eight consonant letters: He, Ke, La, Mu, Nu, Pi, Ve, Okina. You will occasionally see other consonants used in Hawaiian. These are referred to as Huapalapala Paipala, Bible letters. We will not be addressing these consonants and their use at this time. At this time, I'd like to introduce you to some commands that will be used in our podcasts. E ho'olohe mai, listen to me. E ho'opili mai, repeat after me. E maka'ala, be cautious. E hanahou, do it again. The first few times I use these terms, I will repeat the translation. However, as we progress, I will begin to use only the Hawaiian phrase. E ho'olohe mai, listen to me. A, E, I, O, U. E ho'opili mai, repeat after me. A, E, I, O, U. Maikai, very good. E ho'olohe mai, listen to me. He, ke, la, mu, nu, pi, ve, okina. E ho'opili mai, repeat after me. He, ke, la, mu, nu, pi, ve, okina. Maikai. Spelling rules. Four important rules make the spelling of hua'olelo Hawaii, or Hawaiian words, easy. If they are studied carefully, they can be learned by everyone. The first rule is, every word must have at least one vowel. The second rule is, there are no consonant clusters. The third rule, words cannot end with a consonant. This applies to the okina also because it is a consonant. The fourth rule is, akahako occurs only over a vowel. A common spelling mistake is the writing of one word as two. This mistake often occurs in reduplicated words such as laulau, pupu, mahimahi, and muumuu. At this time, you should refer to your PDF file which accompanies this podcast. Listen carefully to the following examples and repeat them when instructed to. Can you hear the difference between these vowel sounds? If not, repeat this section until you can comfortably distinguish these sounds. E ho'opili mai. Repeat after me. Pili. Hele. Maka. Hana. Holo. Hulu. Pali. Pale, Huli, Vela, Pico, Peku, Imu, Imo. Okina. The eighth consonant in the Hawaiian alphabet is called the okina, uina, or glottal stop. The symbol for the okina is a single open quote. The vertical mark found in some type fonts for the single open quote can also be used for the okina. The apostrophe is not an acceptable symbol for the okina because it serves a different function. The missionary writing of Hawaiian did not consistently mark the okina, probably because the glottal stop does not occur in written English. Listen to some of the words which have the okina and repeat after me. Molokai, Pua'a, He'e, O'ahu, Kahako. A symbol that was not used in missionary writing is the kahako, or makron. The kahako indicates that the vowel over which it is placed is drawn out, and, therefore, that is a long vowel in Hawaiian. Here are some words which have the kahako. E ho'opili mai, repeat after me. Kaimuki. Kala. Pupu. Huhu. Kane. Pa'u. W glide. In standard Hawaiian pronunciation, the consonants are very much like those of English, except W, which is sometimes pronounced something like an English V. There are some hua'olelo words that are spelled either with or without a W in earlier writings. The W in these words is never pronounced as a V and is called a W glide. The W glide is a natural result of moving or gliding from a, u, or an o to another vowel. Today, many people do not write the W glide because it leads to confusion with the true W letter. Refer to the dictionary for alternate spellings. E ho'opili mai, repeat after me. Aue. Kaua. Koali. Wila. Diphthongs. Listen to these pairs of hua'olelo as they are pronounced. Some people cannot tell them apart. Can you? Why do some people have trouble pronouncing these words? E ho'opili mai. Repeat after me. Vai. Vai. Hau. Hau. Moe. Moi. Po. Pou. He. Hei. Poi. Koi. Lai. Lai. Vau. Vau. Hoi. Hoi. Hou. Ho. Nei. Ne. Oi. Oi. Maikai, you have done well so far. Let's see if you can identify the proper spelling for some words that I will now pronounce. Please refer to the PDF file for this lesson. E ho'olohe mai. Listen to the words that I will pronounce and choose a spelling you believe to be correct. I will pronounce each word twice. Mai. Mai. Pa'u. Pa'u. Lai. Lai. Kou. Kou. Le. Le. Have you selected your choices? Here are the correct answers. Mai. The correct spelling is choice A. pa'u. The correct spelling is choice C. Lie. The correct spelling is choice B. Ko. The correct spelling is choice B. Le. The correct spelling is choice C. How did you do? Mai kai. Very good. Now that you have an understanding of Hawaiian spelling and pronunciation, we will discuss the pepeke approach to grammar. Before beginning to use nakai evalu, it is important to understand how it is organized. This will help you make the best use of the lessons in your journey to learn more Hawaiian. First, nakai evalu has a grammatical approach as its base. However, this book has rejected English grammatical terms and approaches as unsuitable for Hawaiian. Instead, nakai evalu uses the pepeke grammatical base. Pepeke is a term that was invented by the authors of nakai evalu, based on the ancestral Polynesian word feke, which is he'e in Hawaiian, and squid in olelopai'ai, pigeon. Hawaiian sentences are seen as analogous to a he'e, or squid, with a po'o, head, piko, connecting point, and ave, tentacles. Having a grammatical base provides you with a means to organize the expansion of your knowledge of Hawaiian, to remember non-English influenced Hawaiian forms, and to organize your thoughts in expressing yourself in Hawaiian. In today's world, where Hawaiian is surrounded by English, which is influencing the language, a grammatical base such as the pepeke is important for everyone using the language. This also includes students from Hawaiian medium schools and those who have grown up as young native speakers. Like a surfboard, a grammatical base serves as a means of keeping you afloat as the language gets deeper and deeper, and Hawaiian can get very deep. Also like a surfboard, the pepeke approach allows you the ability to do graceful things in the language that you could not do without it. Even more importantly, having a grammatical base provides you with tools to help others who are struggling with learning Hawaiian. Nakai evalu provides the pepeke grammatical base in a systematic way, moving from the simple to the more complex. A basic way of expressing thoughts is taught first, and then additional ways are slowly added to it. For example, there are 45 ways to ask the question, "Where is your house?" in Hawaiian. The book begins, however, in Mokuna Ekahi, with only one way to ask this question, and some reference in the notes to three other ways. The other 41 ways are taught gradually over the course of 4 years of Hawaiian as additional grammatical structures and special usages are taught. Besides providing a grammatical base from a Hawaiian viewpoint in the pepeke, nakai evalu also focuses on the areas in which Hawaiian is different from English. Most mistakes that new students make, and also many mistakes occurring in the Hawaiian of students from Hawaiian medium schools and native speaker backgrounds, are based on following English structures rather than Hawaiian structures. Again, this contrastive approach between Hawaiian and English is important in maintaining the integrity of Hawaiian so that we will always be able to understand and use the language that has been handed down by the kupuna of old. An additional benefit of contrasting Hawaiian with English is that it will improve your knowledge of English, both standard English and olelopai'ai, pidgin. A skilled speaker of Hawaiian must also be fluent in at least olelopai'ai and standard English because of the roles of these languages in contemporary Hawaii. Understanding and appreciation of olelopai'ai is also key to strengthening one's knowledge of Hawaiian, since it is a receptacle of many Hawaiian features in terms of intimate conversational styles, intonation, idioms, etc. Thus, olelopai'ai serves as a pu'uhonua, or refuge of sorts, from which Hawaiian can re-emerge as a community language in Hawaii. Here are some specific features of the organization of nakai evalu and how to use them to develop the grammatical and vocabulary base found in the book. First, at the beginning of each chapter or mokuna of nakai evalu are the goals or pahuhopu for that chapter. These goals are usages that you must master before proceeding to the next chapter. You should, therefore, commit these to memory so that you know exactly what the chapter covers. Each of the chapter goals is illustrated with one or more examples under a list of sentence and expressions called Na'olelopokole. For instance, in Na'olelopokole of the first chapter, or Mokuna Ekahi, the sentence type is called a pepekehenua and is illustrated with Aya o Kaipo Makahale. Kaipo is in the house. Memorizing this sentence will help you to remember that this structure always starts with the word Aya, and that its other parts are arranged in a certain order, illustrated by that sentence. It is good to practice to see if you can match the memorized material in Na'olelopokole with the pahuhopu given on the cover sheet of each mokuna. Some of the material, however, in Na'olelopokole is simply useful conversational phrases whose structure is covered later in the study of Hawaiian. As you go through each chapter, you should be able to tell what material illustrates the larger structural goals of the chapter and what it is to help you converse using those structures. It is important to go back and check your understanding of those introductory pages of each chapter as a periodic review for yourself. Second, the papa'olelo at the beginning of a mokuna is very important as it provides the basic vocabulary and short phrases needed to express yourself. Vocabulary and short conversational phrases are essential to any language, and the words chosen to be taught in this book are based on those commonly used by kupuna in a 15-year series of Hawaiian language talk shows called Kaleo Hawaii. The papa'olelo lists all the vocabulary that you need for the mokuna in the Hawaiian alphabetical order. The vocabulary of the papa'olelo and the short sentences and phrases in Na'olelopokole are the key to success on tests. You should therefore memorize the entire papa'olelo, including Na'olelopokole. In memorizing the vocabulary, sentences, and phrases of the papa'olelo, care must be taken to memorize the full spelling of each word. This includes the okina and the kahako, not usually seen in the oldest writings of early missionaries. The okina and kahako, however, have always been essential features of Oral Hawaiian and have been restored to written Hawaiian to accurately reflect the language. While the pepeke is important, it is also important to visualize a sentence that you make as you practice. If you focus on the structure and do not visualize the meaning, the language will not sink in. It is important to work on your imagination. Let your imagination loose to find meanings for you. Often the images that come to mind can be funny. That's part of the enjoyment of Hawaiian. And it is part of Hawaiian culture to see the kauna, the different meanings in words. Understanding and speaking. It is not infrequently the case that people learn a language from a standard language learning book and get very good at translating sentences accurately. But when they find someone actually using the language with them, they can't understand anything or say anything. In other cases, such people may have to think of everything that they want to say in English and then translate it slowly into the other language. If the goals of Nākai e Walu to revitalize Hawaiian are to be met, efforts must be made to help students understand and speak Hawaiian, as well as learn the proper Hawaiian vocabulary and structures used in the language. Much has been done to provide such support. First, you as a student should make every effort to use the Hawaiian that you are learning. It has been observed that English-speaking children who go to Punanaleo Hawaiian language preschools often first try to speak Hawaiian by babbling to themselves in their room or talking to their dog. Talking to yourself and to trees and stones is a positive way to begin. Then move on to using Hawaiian with your classmates and friends. Do not overlook writing either. Hawaiian has a proud history as a written language. Write notes to yourself in Hawaiian. Send letters and notes to friends in Hawaiian. Second, there are also ways to have more access to Hawaiian by technology. You can hear spoken Hawaiian on the internet, in videos and tapes. Go to the Kualono and Ahapunanaleo websites for more information on these technological resources. The focus of the pepeke approach is rapid mastery of basic material so that teachers and students can actually use Hawaiian in normal spoken and written classroom interaction and discussion of their lives and thoughts fairly rapidly. This, of course, is the basic goal of language skill learning. In our next podcast, we will begin learning some basic grammatical structures and phrases. Just like the Olelo no Iau, or proverbial saying, states, Ea'u i kahula, e waiho i kahilahila makahale. Just like hula students, language learners must leave their inhibitions at home. Eola ka olelo Hawaii, the Hawaiian language shall live. Poetry that you compose. A skilled haku mele, composer of Hawaiian poetry, chooses his hua olelo, words, carefully so that there are no unintended meanings. If he or she does not, there will be consequences. It is important that you keep these principles of Olelo Hawaii in mind as you progress through your Ha'awina lessons. Now that you have a basic understanding of Hawaiian language history and context, you are prepared to take your first steps in learning the Hawaiian language. Ahui hou!